Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this weekend before Thanksgiving. And we have a giant show. My first guest is a rock and roll legend. Brenda Lee will be joining us on the program. Always great when she's here. And it's also super great when our other friend, Henry Winkler, joins us on the show from CBS, former anchorman for that network, Dan Rather. We're going to be talking about the assassination of John Kennedy. This Monday, November 22nd, will mark the 58th anniversary of the assassination of our president. Then Chloe Coscarelli will be here from the Food Network. She's one of the stars of that. Colonel Oliver North has a brand new book, We Don't Fight for Socialism. He will be here to talk to us the first time in about 15 years. And then toy expert Elizabeth Warner with ideas for Christmas. And that's all this week with Ron Sedgy today.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I'm sorry.
You know, I won't live long enough to not love that song. All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. And we've been doing the show in our 30th year, way back, probably in our second year. Our guest that's going to be with us right now was with us, the lovely and talented, legendary Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. How are you, dear?
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one, and it was a good book, and it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life. And I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career and have been able to do it successfully starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time you were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl, so young, make it so big with such a great voice? You had to at some point missed your youth and your teen years because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill, and that's what she was doing. And I had my older sister and my younger brother, and I knew that there had to be changes, and I had been already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early age that I could make a difference monetary wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do, because my mom gave up pretty much her life to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman. And, you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life, and that was because of a DJ friend of mine that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there and say, I had this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come in and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee, but which was for children. And, of course, you know, we said, oh, yeah, yeah. So for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee.
I remember.
And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Red.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
So okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that about 27 years ago.
That was taken. Now, listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe, right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be done.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but this Christmas, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming is. Streaming was a lake, you know, a
I'm
river.
Not quite sure. I still know what it is.
And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961. And it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill. And thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it. And that song written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas songwriters, thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I played in the introduction, I'm sorry, break it to me gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. What always amazed me, you had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. And you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs with that emotion and all? But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is. That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue, but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Mulch Out Memories Cruise for 5th through the 12th. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe, just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Wow. And she would know.
She would absolutely know.
Yeah, she would.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when he said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
No, I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda Bye. Lee, a legendary singer and a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Break it. If it's just for one more day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. And our next guest, and believe me when I tell you this, this is one of the classiest guys in our business. And I say this sincerely. I've known him for a long time, and he really is the class act. What you see is what you get, and I tell you something, you get a lot from our guest, Henry Winkler. Hello, Henry. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I am so excited. It is always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. Do you add something to everything that you get involved with, whether it's on television, on the big screen, as an author, a humanitarian, on stage? You just have had such a remarkable career, Henry. They always talk about the full package. You know, they said Elvis was the full package. You are the full package.
Wow. To be in the same breath with the king is not bad.
No, but it's true. I mean, in fact, to be very honest with you, I think that, frankly, you go beyond that because, let's face it, I don't know Elvis could write a book about children.
Oh, that was fantastic. We had such a great time. We did the 17th novel.
Right.
In the series Hank Zipser just came out, and I write them with my partner Lynn Oliver, and we make each other laugh, and all of a sudden there's a book.
This really has been inspired by your own struggle with education, which you and I have talked about several times in the past. It's no secret.
Right.
And you are an incentive to so many people who have early on in life. And I probably fall into this category, too, because I wasn't the sharpest pencil in the classroom. But you turned lemons into lemonade.
Well, you know what? What I realized is that the children have got to understand that no matter how they learn, it has nothing to do with how brilliant they are.
Yes.
You know, I was told I would never achieve. I was told that I was lazy. And that is something that, you know, a child who is sitting in a classroom and their leg is bumping up and down and their knee is just going a mile a minute, they're not doing that on purpose.
No.
You know, it's wiring. It's like, you know, don't do that or I'm going to send you to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child does not want to fail. They don't set out wanting to fail.
That's very true, and I've never thought of it that way. Nobody wants to be second on the list. They all want to be first on the list.
That's right.
And you know what? Being second on the list isn't that bad.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm in the bottom 3% academically in America. That's not bad, because look where I got.
Yes, that's exactly,
you know,
right.
So the thing is that it's really important that we always boost the child's self-image.
That's exactly right. I always say you never want to deteriorate their moxie, because once their moxie's gone,
that's right,
then you've got nothing.
That's a perfect way to say it.
You know, Henry, I'm always in awe of the story, and I know you heard this from me so many times before, but I love the story because I have a similar story about your father, who was in the lumber business and really wanted you to go in the lumber business.
That's right.
And my father was in the home improvements business, storm windows and doors, and he would have loved to have seen his third son be in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain satisfaction, I think, that hopefully both of them saw in the fact that we wanted to step out of the mold and do something that was entirely on your own and because of your own efforts and not because you were handed down a business.
You know, the important thing is that a child gets to meet their destiny. Our youngest son, we have three children, Stacy and I, and our youngest son told us at 10 he wanted to be a director.
Wow.
And the first thing that almost flew out of my mouth was, what, are you kidding? That you can't do that. It's so difficult. It's so, you know, you can't depend on that. And I had to shut my mouth and bite my tongue to allow Max to just do what he needed to do. He's 26. He just directed his first film.
Wow.
I made not one phone call for this child. He just went out and he figured out how to do it and got it.
Good for you. That's great. And good
you know
for
what
him.
I mean?
Yeah.
You got to let the child meet their destiny.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have loved to have my two boys be in the broadcasting business, of which they had a flair for, but one works for a large brewing company in St. Louis, and
right.
The other one's a police officer. So you got to let them do what they want to do. Any role you play is so believable, it's unbelievable. I have three pages here. We do these interviews, they give you all these bios and everything else.
Sure.
If I read everything that you did, it would be like, well, it's like War and Peace now.
But you know what? The key is I absolutely love that I get to do my job.
Yeah, and do it the way you do, which is perfect.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
Really,
no.
I mean, and I'm not even being ingenuous. I just find that I'm continually figuring out how to finally do this acting thing.
Well, I tell you something. There's a lot of people, and I'm included in that, that think you figured it out a long time ago. I remember when you were down here in Orlando for Waterboy, you spent some time with...
Oh, we had the greatest time.
Yeah. That movie still plays well today, and Adam Sandler certainly has gone to space with his career.
You know, I'll tell you something. Adam is an amazing guy. Because, you know, he plays this goofball in the movies.
Yes.
And what he really is a very thoughtful, shy, in charge kind of guy. You know, he's in charge of every detail of the movies that he makes.
Yeah. It's kind of a Johnny Carson, whereby when you get him by himself, he's a totally different person.
That's right. He's a totally different person.
Henry, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what it feels like to walk the streets of Milwaukee and see a bronze life-size statue of the iconic character that you played in Happy Days. What's that
the
like?
The only thing that bothers me about that statue
is the birds.
He is taller than I am.
Is he really? Why does that bother you? That should be good.
Well, because, you know, I'd like to stand eye to eye with the statue. I need a little step ladder.
That's funny. That is great.
But how proud my entire family was there.
Oh.
My real life family was there. My television family from Happy Days was there. You know, 42,000 people came to say hello on the streets when they dedicated the statue. It was just amazing.
They talk about the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, but that statue has to be 50 million
times. Oh, that's big. That was really big. And, you know, people send me pictures from all over the world of them visiting my statue.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Well, it's just great. It's just great. Marion Ross sent me a picture who played Mrs. C.
Oh, sure. We just had her on.
A picture, but she put a wool hat and a scarf on my neck during the winter.
Well, she would do that. Well, Henry, I appreciate you coming back and joining us. You know,
it's always a pleasure, Ron, truly.
And I feel the same way about you. Is one of the best in the business, and I'm proud to call him a friend, and that would be Henry Winkler.
Thank you so much.
Henry, thank you. You know, anytime you want to come on, you're always welcome. You're just there.
I look forward to the next time, Ron, because we always have a great conversation.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Stay well. Okay.
Bye.
Henry Winkler, he's a great guy.
What a pleasure.
He is one of the nicest men in Hollywood, known him a long time, and he's always there when you need him. And although he's done many parts, you still can't forget the Fonz, Henry Winkler. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A security scare at a busy Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta leaves three people with non-life-threatening injuries in a panic that followed the false reports of an active shooter at the airport. They say, in fact, there was no active shooter. No serious injuries were reported, though those three did end up having to be treated at the scene. This is coming as millions of Americans are, of course, starting to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. A Georgia judge denying a defense motion for a mistrial in the Ahmaud Arbery murder case. As Arbery family lawyer Lee Merritt says, it means the trial is going to resume on Monday.
Prosecution has granted this jury more than enough evidence to find these men guilty on all charges.
The three suspects say they believed that the victim was a burglar and they were attempting to make a citizen's arrest. And this is USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
special segment as we remember the
anniversary
of President John F. Kennedy's assassination back on November 22nd of 1963. I want to read you a letter. Dear Ron, I am grateful to you for your interview while I was promoting my new book, The Camera Never Blinks Twice. Thank you so much for making our interview so pleasant and productive. You and your team did a terrific job, and I truly appreciate your good efforts. Here's hoping our paths cross again soon. That was dated October 17th, 1994. That was signed by our guest, Dan Rather. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Aren't you kind to still have that letter? Wow.
It's framed and in our studios here, and I'm so ecstatic that you're here today. And I must say that we got to quit meeting every 26 years. So it's got to be sooner than that, you know?
I would totally agree with that.
You are one of the first reporters that actually saw what happened that terrible day on November 22nd, 1963, a young reporter reporting from, of course, Dallas, Texas. Dan, what was it like when you saw that?
Well, it's a never-to-be-forgotten day, to say the least. And, in fact, the whole weekend, what we call the four dark days in Dallas. Friday, when the president was assassinated. Saturday, when his assassin was being questioned by police. And then Sunday, incredibly, it's still kind of hard to believe, when the assassin was assassinated in the basement of the police station. And then, of course, on Monday, the national funeral led by the still grieving First Lady. It was an emotional earthquake for me as a person, as it was for every person in America and many people around the world. I was just past the school book depository waiting for a film drop of the motorcade. I didn't immediately realize that any shots had been fired. I didn't hear any shots. I didn't see any. But when the rest of the motorcade didn't follow behind the presidential limousine, I knew something was wrong. So I rushed back a few blocks to our local station from where we could broadcast. And by the time I got back there, it was obvious the president not only had been shot, but had been seriously hit. And I managed to get through to Parkland Hospital. And partly as a result of that, our CBS News team confirmed that the president was dead a number of minutes before the White House made the official announcement.
You were not in the press motorcade, the pool car, were you?
No, I was not. The late Bob Pierpoint was the CBS News White House correspondent. He was in the motorcade. My job as a young CBS correspondent, because I'd grown up in Texas, they assigned me to arrange the coverage. I didn't expect to be on the air that day, but I had arranged our coverage, you know, the getting the film from the motorcade, getting the film back and having it processed. Keep in mind, we didn't have portable videotape in those days.
Right.
So that was my occasion of being in Dallas. I had organized the CBS News coverage for the trip to the state. As you know, you may remember, the president had already gone to San Antonio, Houston, Fort Worth. He was in Dallas. Austin was to be the next and last stop. We had staffed up a bit in Dallas because we thought if there's going to be any trouble, we didn't really expect trouble. If there's going to be any trouble, it'll be in Dallas. No one thought of an assassination, but Dallas was a citadel of resistance to desegregation and racial justice. It was a citadel of resistance to the Kennedy administration and the Democratic Party. And there'd been some jostling of Democratic candidates before in Dallas, so we thought, well, we should have a little bit heavier coverage in Dallas than anywhere else, which we did.
Dan, how do you go from just covering this thing from a peripheral level to going from there to not only breaking the news prior to the White House breaking the news, called Parkland Hospital, you received verification of the death of the president from a priest and an emergency room physician, and then later was shown the Zapruder film to bid on it for CBS News. I mean, those were two huge entries into the story.
Well, that's true. Again, I was a bit lucky. I was among the first to see this Bruder film, and our team, including our local station KRLD, had helped to find this Bruder film and played a small role in getting the film processed. And then when they showed it to us, what they did was Mr. Spruder hired a lawyer who wanted to sell the film, and he said, look, we're going to show you this film once and one time only. So I saw it once. I left there immediately to go to describe from memory on the air what I had seen. So in that sense, yes, you know, it was a big story, and partly through luck and partly through experience, we did manage to get pretty much in the middle of it.
Dan, how did you verify who you were, and why did they give you that information at Parkland Hospital? I mean, anybody could have called it.
The chaos factor. Like, first of all, because I called the hospital right away, I knew the hospital switchboard would get flooded if I didn't call right away. Because I called right away, the first time I called, the switchboard operator hung up on me. I called right back, got through, and just begged her to keep on the line. You don't want to underestimate the chaos factor. The hospital was completely mobilized. Remember, not only had the president been hit, but Texas Texas governor. Economy had been hit. They were in a chaotic mood, and I somehow, the switchboard operator took it on faith that I was who I said I was. I remember saying to her, you can call me back if you want to verify whom I am, and I begged her to get somebody, anybody on the phone who might be able to tell me what was going on, and she proved to be quite helpful. As you say, I talked to a doctor, talked to a priest, and at another place, another member of our team, Eddie Barker, was the news director, talked to somebody who was high up in the hospital administration. All these people said, without equivocation, that the president was dead. So I knew we were dealing with a dead president, even though the official announcement had not been made.
What was the scene like when the limousine went past you? Did you see the president? Did you see Clint Hill, Jackie, the Connolly?
Well, I had no idea. I wasn't even sure it was the president's limousine. I get the picture. I'm there, just sort of waiting for the motorcade to come. Everything had been routine. Indeed, pretty good up to then. I wasn't expecting anything. Limousine went by. I wasn't even sure it was the president's limousine. I thought it was, and I thought to myself, well, did I see the first lady in that car? Was that the limousine?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure. It just all happened in nanoseconds. What I did know almost immediately after that vehicle left was that the rest of the motorcade wasn't coming. The motorcade had stopped, and at that moment, I had no idea what had happened, but I knew something had happened because the rest of the motorcade didn't come, and in charge of our coverage, I thought, I'm out of position here. I have no way to broadcast. Remember, this is 1963.
Right.
We didn't have cell phones, didn't have live coverage on the street, so I had to get back to the station only a few blocks away, and by the time I got back to the station, as I say, then and only then did I know that the shots had been fired at the president.
I'm amazed at the fact, and very interested, that you believe with one gun, one shooter, Lee Harvey Oswald, acted alone. And that's interesting to me in lieu of all of the various theories surrounding this. Why do you feel that way?
Well, first of all, I think the facts point in that direction. I want to make clear, I understand reasonable theories about how Oswald couldn't have done it alone and reasonable theories about a possible conspiracy. I'm open-minded. I try to be, fact-concentrated. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion about what happened, but they're not entitled to their own facts. Now, I think the facts strongly suggest, I think beyond any reasonable doubt, that Oswald definitely was a shooter. I do think there was one gun, one shooter. I think it was Lee Harvey Oswald. I consider the Rosetta Stone of the case the fact that he killed Officer J.D. Tippit a short time after he left the Schoolbook Depository.
Right.
I recognize that there are other people with other theories, and maybe history will prove them right, but we're years beyond the point now. And so the second part, well, okay, even if you accept, as I do, that Oswald was probably the shooter and the only shooter and acted alone in shooting, was somebody else part of a conspiracy that acted with him? It's more difficult in that area. Again, I'm open-minded. I still study the case. Nobody yet has given me what I consider to be persuasive evidence of a conspiracy. I do agree the Warren Commission didn't do its job perfectly. I think the process was flawed, but I think they reached the right conclusion. The FBI and the CIA withheld information from the Warren Commission, and that makes them somewhat undersufficient. But, you know, conspiracies are very hard to keep, and the idea that Oswald was somehow involved with somebody who put him up to this or helped him do it, I think is a reasonable hypothesis, but it is a hypothesis. Those who speculate that conspiracy involved tens, if not dozens, if not hundreds of thousands of people, the CIA, the FBI, Lyndon Johnson, the Defense Department, I don't think this is reasonable that many people were involved in a conspiracy and the conspiracy could last this long.
It's amazing how a tragedy sometime will spawn careers for other people.
Well, that's true. And also, we remember, and we should, we're in the United States of America where people are allowed to speculate and be skeptical or even cynical about what they're told by official sources. So no one should be surprised at this. He was only president for 1,000 days. He was the first president born in the 20th century. He was the first Roman Catholic president. He represented new youth, forward-looking, but because his presidency was so short, because he was assassinated, he died violently so young, there's always going to be mystery and mystique surrounding President Kennedy and his administration.
Dan, do we have to wait another 20 years to get together again?
I hope not. Give me a call or send up a flare. I love talking to you and love to be on with you with maybe a happier, more optimistic subject. So I look forward to it, and I very much appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you very much. Good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you, Dan. Our very special guest, Dan Rather, and of course, Dan, a legendary newsman, and let's face it, one of the very few newsmen that probably are still with us after that tragic day reporting on November 22nd, 1963. Thank you, Dan. And there's more to come on Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tap, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, I have a guest with us that is of Italian descent, so I feel like I'm back at home. And we're going to be talking about the holiday cooking and how it's changed over the past few years with a celebrity chef, Food Network star, and cookbook author. She has 4 books out right now, Chloe's Flavor, Chloe's Kitchen, Chloe's Vegan Desserts, Chloe's Vegan Italian Kitchen. Joining us right now is Chloe Coscarelli. Hi, Chloe. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for
having me. Hello.
So nice to have a nice Italian with a vegan Italian kitchen. I want you to know this is great news. But, you know, the holidays are upon us, and I think people now are more conscientious about having something for everyone. You no longer can just say, okay, here's the spaghetti, here's the roast beef, here's the steaks, you know, here's the chicken. You got to be conscientious if people are on a special diet and the vegan diet. So tell us what you do to make this all work.
Well, I love cooking recipes and creating recipes that are unique and flavorful to show people that you don't need animals to make delicious food. So this year, I'm so excited to introduce my vegan meal for two, and it's available exclusively at Whole Foods Market. I love shopping at Whole Foods Market because they have a wide variety of plant-based ingredients that makes it super easy to create vegan meals.
You were one of the first vegan chefs to win the Cupcake Wars on the Food Channel. Now, how do you have cupcakes that are delicious and they're vegan?
Well, you make them with no dairy, no eggs, no butter, so you lose lots of different other kinds of ingredients instead to substitute, like coconut milk and baking powder and applesauce or bananas. It's actually quite easy once you have all the ingredients you need.
Now, I'm looking down some of your holiday meal ideas, like cream greens, jalapeno cornbread dressing, coconut sweet potato casserole, pumpkin curry soups sweetened with apple and coconut, but you also have a hearty and delicious mushroom roast with mushroom gravy. Now, mushroom roast, I'm thinking roast, I'm thinking like, you know, that's meat.
Right. Well, a recent Whole Foods Market survey showed that in the last year, more than half of Americans have hosted guests who follow a special diet. So it's very important to include lots of options on your holiday table. For the main course, I have a cremini mushroom roast, and it's actually made with roasted mushrooms, onion, garlic, celery, herbs, and it's topped with a savory gravy that's made from three types of mushrooms and a splash of white wine.
Unbelievable. Now, is this easy to do for just the normal cook and not a chef like yourself?
Well, this vegan meal for two is available exclusively at Whole Foods Market through the holidays, so you can order it at your local Whole Foods Market store, or you can order it online at wholefoodsmarket.com, and then you get to bring it home. You don't have to do any of the cooking. You reheat it, and you serve it. So it's an easy way to serve a delicious vegan option on your holiday table.
So can you get it for more than two?
Yes, so we offer a vegan meal for two, which is great if you have a smaller household or if you're bringing it to someone else's home that's hosting. But you can also buy all of the items a la carte. And that way you can fill your holiday table with as many of the sides or main dishes that you need to complete your meal.
Let's talk about the cookbook that I mentioned earlier, Chloe's Vegan Italian Kitchen. Now,
sure.
Okay, because I'm Italian. I am assuming you are, unless you're married to an Italian, right?
Yes, I am Italian.
Okay. So anyway, what do we do to make the Italian dishes feel, taste, and delicious like we used to do before vegan became in?
Well, it's all about your ingredients and just making the same. If you're talking about Italian cuisine, you can make the same dishes that you know and love, but with different kinds of substitutes and replacements. So, for example, instead of using a mozzarella cheese, you could make a cashew mozzarella. You could use all different kinds of substitutes to still create those same flavors. And, of course, tomatoes, basil, a lot of those great Italian flavors and ingredients are already vegan. But for our holiday meal, we actually used some interesting ingredients as well. For our pumpkin curry soup, we blended it with coconut milk and warm winter spices, a touch of apple for sweetness. So that makes it a really nice, hearty soup with no dairy. We also have some side dishes on the holiday table. We've got a miso creamed greens, which is sauteed kale tossed with a garlic miso cashew cream on top, as well as a sweet potato casserole that's topped with a crunchy oat streusel and vegan marshmallows on top.
Cashew cheese?
Cashew cream, yes. So it's made through cashews, but there's no dairy in it. And these sides are all part of my vegan meal for two, which you can order exclusively through Whole Foods Market.
when you have a meal like spread out like that, do you find that people who are not vegan, that they are enthralled by what they see and maybe taste this and say, you know what, this is better than what I've been eating, and it's certainly healthier?
That happens all the time. So that's why you got to bulk up on the vegan options, because sometimes everyone wants to enjoy them, not just the vegans at your holiday.
I was at my son's house, several years ago, and two of the people that were sitting at the table, and it was around Christmas time, were vegan. And, of course, they had something for them, but they didn't even want to sit next to people who were eating meat, which I thought carried a tad too far. You kind of feel like you leave somebody out. It's like not giving them a Christmas present if you don't have something for them to eat that is for, you know, their personal taste and their lifestyle.
Definitely. Well, exactly like you said, even if you're not serving a fully vegan holiday, it's nice to include options for those who want it. And with Whole Foods Market, they're known for quality and assortment, so Whole Foods really is the ultimate resource for putting together a holiday table that appeals to all of your guests, even those that have dietary needs.
And you know, Chloe, I like the idea too that you not only have to be conscientious of the vegan visitors, if you will, but also anybody on a special diet, you know, whether or not they're suffering some kind of diabetes or something of that nature, high cholesterol, you got to be sensitive to their diet too, I would assume.
Exactly. So this whole vegan meal for two is available through the whole holiday season. You can order it on WholeFoodsMarket.com, or you can order it in your local Whole Foods Market store. And feel free to get creative with your own recipes as well. If you go to WholeFoodsMarket.com, there's lots of resources and recipes. You'll actually find one of my recipes for vegan caramel apple pie bars, which is kind of like a combination between apple pie and a shortbread cookie, but it's an easy dessert recipe that you can make and add to your table.
I'm going to do it. I got one near me. Less than a mile away I have one, so I'm going to be making tracks to that. Chloe, thank you so much. Happy holiday. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you come back and talk more about food and your great cookbooks, okay?
Sounds great. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Our guest has been Chloe Coscarelli, and she's a vegan celebrity chef, Food Network star, and cookbook author, giving us ideas for everybody's taste in food this holiday season. And a quick reminder to you, you want to check out our website? It is ronseggi.com. We'll be right back with more nationwide and around the world.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Residents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Secchi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this hour, the dynamite of Brenda Lee, Henry Winkler, Dan Rather, and Chloe Coscarelli from the Food Network. Next hour, Colonel Oliver North will be here. We used to talk to the Colonel many, many times when we started the show almost 31 years ago. Yeah, we haven't talked to him in about 15 years, and he's here to talk about a new book, We Didn't Fight for Socialism. And then we'll be chatting to toy expert, our friend Elizabeth Warner, with ideas for the children at Christmas time when it comes to toys. And that's next hour live with Ron Secchi today.